Yo, what's up? We here. We live on Off the Rock. Man, it feels so good. Come on, Drew.
I really wanna know you. Can I talk to you?
Now watch this. Your voice
gonna
be 3 beats behind the actual song.
Oh yeah.
Y'all. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Hey, Nugget. We got Nugget on the show. Look at my hair.
Don't you call her Nugget. Don't you call her Nugget.
You know what?
It's all right. We gonna have to get at you. But anyway.
They ain't even want to introduce you.
We got a guest here on the show. We got Miss, I want to say, Lakeisha 323, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. Because she, when she was doing sound check, she was gangsting. And she's like, it's Miss Key 323.
On the 1, 2, 3.
On the 1, 2,
yeah,
three.
All that.
Hey, man, I just love having her on the show. But hey, everybody, I don't know if y'all noticed or looked at the episode. Guys, it's been 1 year in this thing. Yeah. It is our anniversary of our very first episode.
Thank you, people. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we so made proud. It a year. We so made proud. It a year in here.
Made it a year. A year like 2020.
Whew.
Wow. That says enough.
We battled everything.
Everything.
From bad microphones to bad guests.
We had bad guests?
Yes, we did.
I didn't want to say
they
that.
They didn't make the show, so that's why they don't know.
Oh, why? Yeah, COVID. He said bad guests. That wasn't
that. We made it through COVID. We made it through all the stress, bad guests, and bad weather. Okay. But we here, and we prevail. And just like hell, we're going to give it to them. Right here live on Off the Rock. Yeah, bro, we got to give them hell.
I don't want to give them hell. I am. Heaven.
Nah, we give them both. give them a mixed basket. Hell.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I'm sorry.
Man, so I feel like I just got to give my spiel about the show before we get into it. Just like how good it feels to finally have an idea, see it actually go in motion, and it be a whole year after that idea. Like, I never thought in my wildest dreams that this podcast would do what it did. And it did. Now look at us. We on set.
Cutie
Valley
and Frankie.
We done had some amazing guests on. We got another one in the building today. I just
want to hug it out.
God, thank God.
You just thank God.
God, thank God.
You think who? God.
God, thank God.
You think God.
So true, man. Since it's our anniversary, our 1 year anniversary of being on the show, what was one of your favorite episodes?
Well, it actually wouldn't be a year anniversary for me.
Yeah, it's like half.
It's like, yeah, I came on like what? Like maybe, what, April or something like that?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, so it's okay. I still got a little more time to go.
I mean,
but the last, 8 months.
More or less a year.
Mm-hmm. They've been great. They've been good, you know. I hear violins in the back. Let's listen to it for a second.
Fuzzy inside,
I feel like I'm on a Titanic.
Oh my lord.
Yes.
Don't sink the ship here.
Doesn't it sound exquisite? Yeah. Just listen to how it
sound like TV.
Listen to how the violin just it transitions right here. Listen,
so
wait, just wait.
Subject.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
I feel like that deserves a word like indubitably.
Indubitably.
Yes.
Indubitably. That's indubitably.
That's the name of this episode. Indubitably.
Nugget.
I'm gonna put that in my notes.
See, I gave her a nickname. Yeah, we in there.
So True, what's your favorite episode of being on the show?
My favorite episode, man, it's been so, wow, that's kind of, my favorite one might be when, it was a while ago, I can't remember, it's hard.
It was so many good ones.
Yeah, it was so hard, but I do remember, the time when we had Ant on here, and he was talking about he don't like how women don't eat all their chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best one. That was the most fun, and he on here right now.
Whoa.
That was the most. That was the most. That man was on here going off about being upset at the fact that all the women don't eat all the meat off their chicken bones. If you would have seen the frustration and anger in his face as he was saying this,
yeah,
I was afraid for anybody he was talking to. I was afraid.
Yeah,
it was chicken. All is over chicken.
It was funny.
Chicken.
Because I was just like, bro, what animosity do you have between people and how they eat their chicken?
Like, it's so. No, it wasn't just people. It was like women. He like, I don't like how women don't eat their chicken off a chicken
I
bone.
I remember
grab
that.
Grab the chicken and eat that chicken off a chicken bone. And I was like, oh, okay.
I remember because I was like, women normally, when they go on dates, they order boneless chicken
wings.
Boneless
chicken wings.
They don't want to
get
messy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like how Miss Keisha got on the whole white. You can't go in.
Yeah,
there.
You ain't finna get. Yeah, no, you ain't finna get sloppy.
Talk about some buffalo wings and.
Okay,
and
she say that. She say she begs a different.
I'm not
her face.
Picky.
Oh, you're not picky.
Chicken is chicken.
Okay.
So what would you prefer? So you wouldn't. It don't matter if it's boneless or bone in. You with
me. You going all in?
I want the bone.
All right.
I like that. Cause I don't like boneless wings either. It's on the point.
They're not boneless fucking wings. They're like chicken nuggets. That's all they are. They are chicken nuggets. All right, that's it. I don't know who gave them the right to call them boneless
wings.
They're just freaking chicken
without the bones.
And then, plus, in my spirit, I got a strong feeling that Miss Keisha over here is a Raising Cane's person. You one of them Caniacs?
Yeah, Raising Cane or Chick-fil-A.
Raising
Cane. Oh my God.
Did y'all hear that, folks?
She said it with
over
so much
Chick-fil-A.
Confidence.
Man, I had Raising Cane one time.
Yeah.
The reason I ain't going back is, one, the prices, and two, it just was bland to me.
It's
okay,
what I'm
and
saying.
I got my reasons.
So why you like Raising Cane?
One, no flavor, not enough flavor for me. And number two, the lines be too long.
At Raising Cane?
No, she's talking about
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
You know how long you in line?
What about 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Well,
hey, I want the number four.
The cars is out here,
baby.
Man, I want the number four. And when you put your money back in your wallet, your chain, you look up the food in your face.
In your face. While they singing Sweet Hymns of Jesus in the parking lot.
Well, it was already cooked then.
Melodies from Heaven as I go through the drive-thru. Rain down on me.
I can't say Raising Cane's over Chick-fil-A.
I can't.
My thing
is, Raising Cane's don't have an app where I can double tap the back of my phone and let them know I'm there.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
I didn't know Chick-fil-A had an app.
Yeah, they do. I double tap the back of my phone, and then it tells, like, look, Chick-fil-A, everybody, Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
and
wow.
Bam, I can let them know that I'm here. And see, look.
Chick-fil-A on DoorDash.
That's
Raising Cane.
Bougie.
What you be? Oh,
so Raising Cane not bougie, but Chick-fil-A is?
Raising Cane. She's a.
Let's go to the next subject.
Okay, you just mad because they cook their chicken in hot dog water.
Yeah.
You know what? I ain't been there in a while, so it don't matter.
Okay. Yeah, I would say, yeah. When that time you been, I bet you been to Chick-fil-A, though, recently, haven't you?
You passed by one, didn't it?
You ain't been to Chick-fil-A recently?
No.
Okay.
If I did, it wasn't for me.
Okay. Yeah, sound like somebody has been to Chick-fil-A to me.
Probably.
I ain't eat it.
You still went there?
So?
Okay.
Attitude. I gotta say my favorite episode was the Beat It episode when we were doing the COVID times. Remember when we did our we did the show.
I'm trying to figure out too what's going on. Where we going?
We did this show from Zoom. The app.
Oh yeah, when I was sitting there, we were sitting at different computers.
Yeah, it was about the guy who was jacking off in the parking lot.
That's your favorite episode?
Yeah, because I had to think. I had to think quick on my toes to make sure that I put that beaded sample in at the right spot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just by the grace of God that I timed it right. Because I could have started that song at the wrong spot, but it was spot on perfect. It was just chef's kiss. It was. And if y'all want to see, if you want to see the moment I'm talking about, go to our Instagram page.
I'm the one that talked about it, brought it up, but I brought it up because I had to get off my chest. It was something that I seen that was just so disgusting. Yeah. To me, the fact that this guy was doing this in his car in a parking lot, open parking lot,
and that's just how comfortable he felt.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, he had
no tent,
no tent, no nothing. He had a fear, and he's a baseball player.
He was swinging bats, just the wrong one.
We not called Rocker.
Hey, man, God. It is what it is.
It's not.
It is what it is.
It's nasty.
It's been a great year for Off the Rock, and I'm I already know, bro. It's gonna be another great one. Like DJ Khaled, another one. And another one.
I hate when he says that.
What?
I hate when he says that.
What?
I hate when he says that. I don't know. I just another one. I just hate it. Just
the one thing.
Another one.
The thing I don't understand about DJ Khaled is he is the person I've always seen work out but never lose any weight.
Oh my goodness!
What, he work out every day on the treadmill?
Say that. He said that.
Hey, oh, bro. Yeah, you know, I'm on a treadmill. You got to get it in. It's another one.
Titty still swinging.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like 10 months later, I'm still in the treadmill getting it. You know, it's another one. I'm like,
still swinging. Titties still swinging to the left, y'all.
Titties still swinging.
Titties
swinging. Way in the water.
Oh, my God.
They swinging way in the water. Swing. They swinging way in the water.
Oh, my God.
I need some tissue. Y'all got me crying. Oh,
first she was nervous, now she all in. So it wouldn't be we wouldn't be a great podcast if we didn't talk about the biggest thing that's happening this weekend, and that is the Super Bowl. Old man Brady versus new man Pat Mahomes. My homeboy and my homie. Look,
so who the homeboy and who the homie?
I gotta say the homeboy is gonna be Pat Mahomes. And okay. Yeah, okay. The homie is Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady is the reliable dude, always going to bring a party, a gift to the baby shower. You can always call on him whenever you got a situation. Okay. My homeboy is the flashy guy, pulled up in a, you know, two-door coupe. He the one you want to make sure that you ride in the passenger seat when you drive by some girls because they going to give you the look, but it's really that dude car. So, yeah, like he the flashiness out here. So, True, who you got in the Super Bowl?
I got to go Tom, man.
Old man Tom Brady.
I got to go old man Tom. I mean, it's a Super Bowl. I mean, it's Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. What can you say? Yeah. I mean, you read me, man.
Tom. True,
you watch sports?
A little bit.
She watched Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, that is true. That is just Tom Brady.
Yeah, like, Tom Brady been to the Super Bowl more times than any, like, some of the teams combined. Like Tom, it's like they should change it from the Super Bowl to like the Brady Bowl.
Yeah, the Brady Bowl.
The Brady Bowl.
Hey, man, hey. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming soon.
I'm also down. That could be a contender for the name of the episode, the Brady Bowl.
The Brady Bowl. We can do that. Yeah, that could be nice.
I'm with it. But indubitably, yeah.
Indubitably. Expeditiously, write that down.
Oh no! Oh no! Not with the allegations he got going on.
Hey, you know what? Nah. I mean, I don't put nothing past any celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Or any kind of. There's a lot of people doing a lot of crazy stuff, but I don't think personally that's what was going on. You know?
Yeah, let's just talk about that. The T.I. situation.
Yeah, I mean, he came back out and was talking about how, you know, man, I wish we could, I wish I could pull up what Zachary said, but he did come out and make a statement about it. And
Because my thing, when it first started to air, and the lady was airing out her frustrations, I don't, for one thing, let's just put a pin in it right there. Why do everybody feel the need to, like, air out their frustrations on Instagram Live? Because of all platforms?
It's called attention. Now they call it clout.
Women.
Oh. Well, I love
what'd
women.
What'd you say? Women. Say it again, the mic.
I said women. A lot of women do that. This woman, but women.
But I'm saying the fact that a woman said that. It's we making a way.
But it's not just women, though. Antonio Brown, other male people add their frustrations. Like, people, like some males like to go on IG with their guns and go to capping all day.
Yeah.
So I just say, like, why do people, and y'all can write in the comments why. I love to hear y'all, like, say why. But why do y'all feel the need to add your frustrations on IG Live? Now, back to what I was saying about the young lady. So she came in, aired out her frustrations, gave her allegations, whatever. And I was kind of like, okay, if this is, like, not true, T.I. and Tiny should come out and say something.
And say something, yeah.
Yeah, so I was kind of waiting for that. And the fact that they decided to do that kind of gave me a little bit of, you know, like, confirmation. Like, maybe this might not have happened. Mm-hmm. And she could be clout chasing. But, again, though, I don't want to say she, you know, telling a lie, because this is an extreme-ass lie to tell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this can destroy him as, you know.
Yeah, as everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think Stephen King could write a better lie with what she put together.
I don't know. Stephen King put it good.
He is. I don't know if he that damn good to put together a lie like this. Like, come on. I'm just saying, praying for T.I. and Tana that this ain't true with, you know, with what allegedly happened. Mm-hmm. But I know Hollywood can make you do some crazy stuff.
You'd be surprised, man. It's just so much.
Yeah, with money make a lot of things move, from the great imaginations to the weirdest and wildest ones.
I feel like I was in Alice in Wonderland, how you just say those words like that and had your hand movement.
Oh my God.
Was awesome, amazing, indubitably.
Indubitably. So back to the Super Bowl, it's some players that might not get a chance to play all because they decided to go get a haircut. Frankie, Let's see what this man did with his hair. All right, so you know, Chiefs players was out here getting haircuts, and what happened was there were over 20 Chiefs players and staffers, including Pat, my homeboy, scheduled Sunday to get a haircut. And then one of the barber that was doing the haircuts, he tested positive for COVID, poor Cersei. So the Chiefs acted wisely and aggressively and pulled this barber mid-cut.
Yeah.
Mid-cut.
Hey,
once his test result came in. And that's what one player looked like. That was the mid-cut.
I mean, he could just cut the rest of it off if he was getting the ball head. I mean, you could just go get something to cut the rest of it off.
What made you want to go ball right before the Super Bowl? Like, I can see, like, if somebody doing a fade and he stopped you mid-cut, and it ain't that recognizable, but damn.
I'm trying to find out why is it taking so why it look like it was taking so long to do the ball head. Like,
yeah.
It shouldn't be this long. Like, he ain't got that much help there.
I don't know.
It should have been pretty simple and pretty quick to do ball head.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm just, dog, mid-cut, like, he got like a nice. I'm gonna say
if he gonna get it, he already if the dude the barber had COVID and they stopped mid cut, he already gave it to the football player. Anyway. So I mean, you might as well just let him go ahead and finish the rest of the haircut because I mean, you ain't finna. Oh no, we stopping mid cut, we still can save him. Nah,
well, he's been kind of thoughtful, you know.
Thoughtful as far as what?
What?
Look at his head. Look at me. Look at me.
When he found out he had it. He got on.
Oh, man, nah, we found out he had it. They came and got him.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't give him no choice. They just said, come up out of here.
Yeah, he look like the 2K My Player when you just can't decide.
When you can't decide. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no. Like, oh, some bad graphics on the video game.
Yeah, like
what's
the game
going on?
Got
like,
stuck in the loading spot.
I mean, I don't know why he even posted his picture. He should just.
I was just going to say that. Did they have to?
Yeah, he could just, like I said, raise up
at
whatever you need. Go cut the rest of it off. And you know you're good. Man, I'm telling what the other barber. Oh, wait, he was on the barber, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it was other barbers, they don't tell them what the other players look like. They was getting fades and stuff. They probably.
But he just was. Boy, how unlucky your ass was to be in the chair at that moment. At that moment. And then, like, think about how gangster it was to just stop a man from cutting right then. Just come in and be like, nope. Hey, bro, you got to bounce.
We got to go.
And then if I'm in the chair, I'm like, hey, bro, what the hell we going to do?
Yeah, like, what y'all, is one of y'all finish cutting it?
Exactly. Can I finish cutting it?
I can see it. Nah, blood, but.
Hey, that boy went straight to the bathroom, man. Look what they did to my head, man. Look what they did to my
head. I can see him on the phone coach. Hey, yeah, we got the guy. We stopped him. But what we going to do about homeboy?
I'm trying to find out. And so, how exactly, why did it? At that moment, they found out, like, were they waiting on the test results or what? Like, what was the reason for them to be like, oh, okay, the test results here now, let's go get them? Like, why?
This picture is bothering me.
Oh, yeah.
It is, though. Like, you can't, like, you don't know what to say when you look at it. You kind of, like, you just get lost in the words. You're like, okay.
Like, they could have waited to take the picture.
The OCD.
Yeah, he posted himself. He posted that picture himself.
That's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he posted it. I don't think he would say that. And then somebody petty and mean as hell at the bottom and say, new cut, who this? You see that? I'd be suing right now for defamation of character.
Hey, that man's character, he put a picture up himself.
I don't think he did that.
Who took a picture then? He posed for it?
I mean, look at his face. It looked like he posed.
He like he posing. Yeah,
hell nah, that don't look like he posing.
It look like he like this.
So like he got caught on candy camera. He in the
kitchen. Yeah, he do. He look like, man, I'm just gonna have to take.
Yeah, he look like gone snap it, bro. Gone snap it.
I'll be on the phone. Hey, Andy. Hey, bro, you gonna have to add some more dollars to my contract. This some bull.
Man, I wanna see what my else head look like.
I don't know. I know if I seen that picture, my heart was sank. But one thing I hope don't sink is the new Titanic ship that they decide that they gonna put out in 2022. You're not getting on it?
Mm-mm. Why not? It's Titanic. What else I got to say?
They could have just named it something else.
Yeah, they would name it Titanic 2. Why they could have named it something else? Titanic 2. They made the same as
that's what they would have named it. Oh, yeah.
That is not smart, man. That's not smart.
Yeah, true.
Because like I said, somebody going to get on that ship with the, God couldn't even sink this ship like it did in the movie. Soon they said that, boom, iceberg. Iceberg, bomb, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I'm not getting on.
And then you over here, they could have named it something else. Well, hey, I know what they would have named it.
What?
Carnival number 3. Carnival
number 3. They ain't gonna name that either. They just could have picked. They could have picked anything, name it though. I mean, I don't.
Nah, but see, an Australian businessman had he did this. This $500 million project to build this replica of the ill-fated 1912 Titanic cruise ship. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this cruise ship, all right? So, this design, you know, was dubbed the Titanic, and it's a close, very close replica that can accommodate 2,400 passengers, and it's going to feature modern-day navigation technology and safety systems, including an adequate number of, guess what, lifeboats. They're going to have the
same exact number of lifeboats?
No, they're going to have an adequate number.
Oh, boy, man. I was like, see, they already set it up,
and
man.
And life jackets to help.
Man, they're going to need more than that, man. If it's ain't this time, man, they're going to be horrible.
Ticket prices, y'all, ain't available just yet, but I don't know if y'all going to want one.
Yeah, it don't even matter to us. I don't think nobody's going to get on that.
I don't know, bro. I feel like
people
going to
get
would.
On, yeah.
I would.
Would you get on the first time? Like the first year or what? Or would you wait a minute to see?
I'm talking about like 1912, like would I wait to 1913 to see if I was gonna get on the Titanic cruise ship?
If this Titanic says sail, you gonna get on right then or you gonna wait to see if everything
I mean,
good with it?
If it was 1912, 1913, I don't think like black people could get on that ship.
Right.
I'm black, and if it's 1912, 1913, I ain't trusting no.
I'm talking about the new one.
The new one. Oh, I mean. Yeah, I might wait till the next year. I mean, just like I am with the COVID vaccine, I might wait a little bit and watch how people is real quick before I dive into the waters. But, I mean...
Dive into the waters? Yeah. The waters? Titanic?
Yeah, you feel me? I know he, before I dive into the waters.
I ain't doing nothing. They
but
got
the navigation
second name or something
system supposed to be better. I feel as if they got technology now that they can definitely see when big ass rocks is about to pull up on screen.
I mean, they can see, but
oh,
the whole time I'm on there, I'll be paranoid the whole time. I'll be like walking around. I want life vest when I come on through the door.
Oh my
and
God.
And I'm putting it on the whole time. I'm walking around the whole time. What is on? Whole 7-day cruise.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess something wrong with this guy. Like, y'all tripping.
It's gonna be your outfit.
Some of y'all. I'm already ready. I'm ready. Like, tell me where the lifeboat's at.
That'll be the first thing. Like, if we do a tour, like, the first question I'm asking, where the hell is
where
the lifeboat?
Where my lifeboats? Where life jackets? And I think that's all we need to know, right? No. And all the alcohol lit.
That, and I need one of those, like, sonar radios. Or, I mean, the sonar looks where I can see how far I am from shore, so I know, like...
Well, they ain't gonna help nothing, because the water gonna be cold, and I can't swim, so I need a lifeboat.
Bro, I'm hitting the
gym. A life jacket pile ain't even gonna save me.
I am hitting the gym. I'm doing straight arm workouts, so I can be able to roll my ass back to shore.
Okay, yeah.
Just
right,
in
yeah,
case.
You think it's gonna be... All right, go ahead.
I mean,
get on the boat. Let me know who it is.
You,
take a
would
picture.
Would you do it?
Uh-uh.
You're not gonna do it?
Take a picture and show me how it look on that.
Nah.
No, you
don't. Titanic 2.
Oh, my God.
I'll be watching you from a distance. See you later. Be careful.
See you later. Where it's going to set sail? It's going to set sail from the same place, too?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to land in the same place? You know, it's supposed to dock in New York. That's where it's going to go?
Actually, nah. It starts in Dubai, and it goes all the way to...
It don't matter.
It don't matter at this point. Like, you know, like, I mean,
getting on that boat will be a risk, and you know what happens with risk. Sometimes you risk it all, and sometimes you lose it. And then by losing that, ask Morgan Wallen about what he lost. With apparently
a lot.
Yeah, so Morgan Wallen decided, I guess, you know, he was doing a video of some sort. Not like a music video or something. But
he was in somebody's yard
doing a recording. And he decided to say a racial slur doing that recording. And Big Loud Records said, we do not vibe with that decision. And that behavior will not be tolerated. And they took they suspended him indefinitely from their record.
Yeah,
and then Republic Records, who owns, you know, because Big Loud is a subsidiary to them, they pulled them too. They straight up pulled them too. Now, Morgan Wallen, if y'all know him, he is not just any old country singer. He's like one that is getting 3 million streams a week.
Yeah, man.
This is a guy. This is not a guy that Big Loud Records are taking a risk with. Like, this is a guy they know can make them profit. And they're like, nah, you know, Like, they straight up snatching. And let's go back to what I said to, you know, I had a similar conversation with some people about, like, how what an artist say can affect them, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, just how anybody can get on a platform and just talk about themselves and how it can really affect your future. So it's very mindful for you to know, you know, what you're talking about. And, you know, how to present yourself even when you are in the public. Mm-hmm. Like, these people care about what you say.
Yeah.
And how you say it. Mm-hmm. And, but another thing, and something I want to ask y'all, do y'all feel like if this was, I wouldn't even say, like, 3 years. What if this was 5 years ago? Do you feel like this would happen?
I don't know.
This is a country singer. Let me put that in there. This is a country singer. Do you feel like if 5 years ago, this will happen? They will pull, they will suspend him indefinitely and pull his record.
I personally, my opinion, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Even if he would have had punishment, it wouldn't have been as deep.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been a PR slap on the wrist. Even Justin Bieber in 2014 had something similar like this happen. And he still would have, he still signed to a label. And I just, you know.
I ain't new. She's still making music?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I ain't new. Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, I'm not saying what, I'm not trying to advocate for this guy, but I'm just saying, like, I'm praising the fact that these record labels are now willing to make moves like this. Like, this is a change in history. Like, to be honest, because I don't see any record label doing this 3, 4, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Not even 2. I feel like this is a slap on the wrist. Come out with some sorry ass apology and move on.
Yeah. Like, oh, they'll forget about it in 2 weeks. It'll be all right. Just say you're sorry. Yeah, let's get this over with.
Yeah, just go out there. You know, it'll be fine. Just don't do this again.
Yeah.
I mean, I know as soon as he did this, his agent had cold sweats and couldn't sleep at night. Because he's like, oh, my God, Morgan, you dumbass.
What did you do?
Guess who dropped the rock this week? Morgan Wallen.
It's gonna be somebody next week. It's somebody every week. It's always somebody doing something stupid or crazy.
Oh my God! But yeah, he's definitely one of the guys who's definitely up for who dropped the rock. Look, let's see. Let's just talk about some Rocket to Drop It topics. All right, we're moving on to our Rocket to Drop It segment. Our Rocket to Drop It segment is brought to you by Punkin's the Bando Kitchen. If you look them up on IG, they have assortments of foods that you could buy, all within a relatively right price point. Just hit up Punkin's the Bando's Kitchen, and they can get you kicking today. So Lil Uzi Vert decided to get a $24 million pink diamond.
It was $24 million.
Yep, in the middle of his forehead, right at the top of his dome.
Christ. What?
Oh, how do we feel? Are we rocking with it or are we dropping
it? I'm dropping it. Because it's too many broke folk for these fools to be out here just. I know it's your money. You can do whatever you want with your money. But Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, man. Like $24 million?
24.
Diamond on your head. Not on your wrist. Not on your finger. Not on your shoe. On your head. Now going to be people out here trying to shoot you or kill you. So
that was just in my head. Like, I was going to do it, but what I'm saying is, you know how, like, slang, like, oh, they got 20 such and such on him or on his head. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, when you hear that and without seeing a picture, that's the first thing you're going to think about.
They got
about.
$24 million on his head. Exactly how much that diamond is on his head. That don't make no sense, man. Come on, man. It's probably folks in your neighborhood where you grew up from out that much struggling right now. And you around this mother putting $24 million in your head, but you can't go to somebody and help them pay a month's worth of rent because of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, he did what he did to make that amount of money. He do have the right to do what he want to do with it.
The problem that I see,
I'm just like, and then like the thing about it is if you can't just remove it any kind of way.
You got to get like surgically removed, right?
Yeah.
How do you even put that on there?
My thing is though, if you remove it, like he could possibly die.
Cause it's like, is it like implanted? Implant like deep into, or is it like on the outer?
No, it's implanted inside his head. Like that diamond is in his thoughts.
I wonder what he thinking. Like when he get like 60, is he still gonna be like, I like this diamond?
But really, y'all know what? If he ever go broke,
he got money in it.
He got some money right there.
Money on his mind.
Yeah. On his mind. I mean,
that boy got diamond.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just praying. I'm praying for him because man, that just don't make. I don't know. I don't see. I don't understand it. I don't really see it doing going too well for too long.
Yeah,
I really don't. He gonna need maximum security.
For real.
He's a mob boss right now, looking like, hey man.
I wonder how much it'll be to take it out though.
How much? Well, how much was it to put it in? Because it's 24 million. That's not. That's not.
That's just a diamond.
That's just a diamond. That's not saying how much it was to actually get it put in.
Yeah, my thing is though, like if you ever want to get that motherfucker taken out, like what you gonna put in the middle of your head now? Like, what are you gonna do?
He could have just got a tattoo of a diamond on his head. He would have been.
Yeah, like, but he already had like a million face tattoos.
I guess he ran out of ideas. I guess he probably ran out of ideas. He's like, man, let me just
a small one probably wouldn't have been that bad.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like huge. It's like
it is.
Yeah, my thing is like, well, let me get a headache.
I like.
Is the diamond going to like shadow more?
Yeah, you know, or with the diamond like cause like some kind of
friction effect, in the forehead?
You know what I'm saying? Or some kind of, you know, cause some stuff going on.
I just know that's some shit talking
about. Like, will he be able to read minds and stuff? Like, he get superpowers now?
Or when he out in the sun, or he trying to light something up, or, you know, when it just...
Ooh-wee.
It's not a good idea at all. I mean, I don't know.
What if it's like,
I guess we'll see.
Make it hot? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think if he was gonna do it, I didn't think he would have had to. I wouldn't have thought he would have had to spend $24 million.
I don't know, bro. That's a real headbanger. I mean, really.
He could have just got a little small one for $1 million.
I know one thing. He knew that was gonna be a topic of discussion everywhere.
Yeah,
and that's why I don't do it for real. Or he just, like I said, ran out of stuff to do. So he like, man, let me just spend $24 million I can spend some with.
Yeah.
Let me go and get a diamond in my head with that.
Yeah, you got to be real verified to get a diamond on your head. But even though you are verified, public figures now can have the verified symbol on their house.
Yeah, I see.
Like, come on. Are we rocking or dropping this? Do you? Oh, my bad. We got a guest on here. She ain't never even played rock and drop. And she just got through.
Well, she said she wasn't rocking with it.
Yeah,
she's technically. Yeah.
So she get it. All right.
She understands. She caught on well.
Yeah,
Nugget!
I'm going to drop it.
Here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
She picked on fast.
She's good. She's ready.
I'm dropping this all away. Like, first of all, I'm not going to get a verified symbol, so you know what house to rob. Like, come on. That's like saying, come rob me. I am a public figure. I don't know what these IG models going to do, though, with these.
Who? So where did like companies coming to put that on your house for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
all the topics we've just seen were just stupid. I ain't seen one that just made sense yet.
Yeah.
From the Titanic all the way down. Like, it just.
Come on, man.
Y'all was just stupid.
It's like you want to be kind in a way and be like, you know what? But people make their own decision. Everybody got their own opinion. Whoop de whoop whoop whoop. But this stuff is really stupid.
Yeah, people got their own opinion. People got their own opinion. I'm entitled to mine to say it's stupid or not. This is my opinion. I think it's stupid.
It's stupid.
I'm entitled to say that.
Yeah. I could never have no like verification just on my house. Like what they got? I mean, I'm good with my account enough. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't see what's the point, though. Like,
but though.
My head's starting to hurt from all this crazy.
My thing is, though, like, would it add value to your house if you do, like, a resale or something? You know, like, property.
Yeah. You tell people, I got a
verified home.
Verified home.
That's going to cost you an extra $30,000, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who in the picture?
You know what?
Do you know who house is this?
For real.
Who house is this? Does it say?
Nah.
It's just, okay.
Whoever it is, they don't look real verified from that window.
I swear, that don't even look like a man.
That look real Taco Bellish.
Taco Bellish?
It might be.
Like a Chalupa special.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Chimichanga crib. I don't know. Mm-mm. Oh, Lord. I'm about to get canceled.
They knew better. That's why they didn't show the whole thing anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They was going to show just one window.
They could have put a big one on there at least.
Yeah. Come on.
No, we ain't gonna do that because he done already messed up putting a stupid big diamond in his head. It's not going any bigger, people. Y'all good with the small check mark. Leave it like that.
It looked like an apartment complex.
And that's what I was thinking. I think you're like an apartment complex, like in New York somewhere or something like that. Like one of them kind of apartment complex. No, yeah. Cali. It looked like something in Cali.
I just know getting robbed with a verified symbol on your house. Oh, Lord. I just know getting robbed with a verified symbol on my house would be like a very shitty situation. But speaking of a very shitty situation, anal swabs are now how China is fighting back.
Anal swabs?
Wait.
Against COVID.
Can we take a break? I gotta go to the restroom.
No. You got a restroom?
This is This topic. No, go ahead. No.
We look like, okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'm like, this is the very first episode. Somebody was like, break.
Wait, yeah, I have a bathroom. I'm about to anal swabs to fight COVID.
To fight COVID.
But how is this supposed to fight COVID?
Okay, this is supposed to help them even faster. My baby, how you just, all right, bend over that table.
Keep coming. They just so stupid. They just keep coming. Goodness, this is like Jesus. I think only a third was out of this episode, man. It's just so much stupidity in the world. Goodness.
1 year back and we still can't.
God, man, I need a break. I ain't coming next week.
I was gonna say what an anniversary.
Yeah, I ain't coming this week. I can't take too much more.
I don't even know if I, this is a definite drop, probably all across the board.
Yes, we dropping this. You dropping this? You gonna drop this one?
Of course, look at
it. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I gotta ask.
Maybe one day they'll come up with something a little better. They went from here to here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
behind,
there's
you know?
No in between.
You got the nose, you got that hole. I mean, you got the nose. If we didn't know the mouth, okay, yeah, then it all three holes. Yeah, I guess that thing is the only hole left is the ear.
When the swab get next to you, drop it like it's hot.
Goodness gracious, bro. Hey, okay, come down and drop your pants and squat, please.
Cough.
Turn over. Nasty. Oh, stupid. Where's that channel? What, in China, you said?
Yeah, in China, bro.
How's it working so far? Is it working out for them?
I mean, they just...
America's next. You know,
apparently,
next.
If they find it most effective,
okay,
it's got to be working. It's got to be doing its job.
Everybody coming there, all them people have people ain't wiping their behind before they come in. Mm-hmm. So you getting all this stuff on the Q-tip.
So, yeah, it's working. Mm-hmm.
And I bet all the anal swabs are sponsored by Raising Cane's. Yeah.
Oh, the way you can, yeah, and you eating that Dookie chicken.
I said I ain't been there in a while.
Yeah, good. Now you can't go. You don't go back now.
I ain't gonna lie.
That where the chicken come from? Over there in China.
Oh my God! Don't you dare. So that's shitty it situation. For our rocket dropping top.
Just I don't know.
But we got a very special guest who dropped the rock this week, and his name is Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre. All right, so Deshaun Watson, if y'all didn't know, we talked about it last week. He demanded a trade, but Brett Favre didn't like the fact that he demanded a trade, and he decided to set America back 300 years and say these words. And I quote, "You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job, and just do it.
Wow.
And let the chips fall where they may." I think he said that, make too much money to voice an opinion. But I'm not saying he's wrong. Again, I think it's a different day and time, and it'll be interesting to see how the organization handles it. Look. Okay. That's more like shut up and dribble or shut up
exactly.
And throw
the
ball. And my thing is, you can't tell somebody that when you done decided to retire and then not retire and then bring your ass back. And then you can't say that when you got upset and decided to ask for a trade
for
with
trade,
the Packers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't go after Randy Moss when you wanted Randy Moss. So how are you going to have this glass house and be throwing stones?
I'm trying to find out. Ain't it supposed to be a good thing for people with money to kind of, they like role models. So they kind of like should be voicing their opinions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would think.
And I would think with you being
you just shut up.
Yeah. And with you being a former quarterback too, like, you know how long it took for y'all guys to get into power like this to be able to make moves like this. Why would you criticize this type of move? What have the Texans ever done for you, Brett Favre? For you to advocate
Brett Favre. Well,
it did in the Wrangler jeans. Did Wrangler not pay you enough to shut up?
Wow.
I thought they were tough. They should have wrapped them around your mouth so you could shut the hell up.
What?
For real, though.
You know what? And it's something else we're going to need to talk about, too. I just thought about it, man. I need to find it, man. It's so funny.
I hope it ain't, you know, like Brett Favre. So, look, Brett, baby. Don't come back out of retirement. Stay in retirement and stay doing them weird ass commercials you doing right now. Leave football to the guys who playing right now. All right.
Especially after the statement that he tried to sweeten up.
Oh yeah.
Well, we know what you saying.
Yeah, like we know. Especially with the hypocrisy.
I better not catch
the hypocrisy out here.
You gonna be talking about sports? She watched the game. You know Brett Favre too, then, don't.
Yep.
Okay, so you know all the quarterbacks.
Everybody know about the old foe. Oh my god! But you, what you got for us, man?
The principal of a middle school in Tennessee. Has apologized. She made a statement. All lives matter, as the theme for Black History Month at the school. She's the principal of.
Can she not read a damn room? You gonna come? Okay. All lives matter than lost how many times? Just this year? Yeah. Do we not need to show you what happened at the Capitol with your All Lives Matter?
She has a very unique name. I like her name. Her name is Christy Drake.
Oh, she got two first names?
Christy Drake. That's what's wrong with her now.
Yeah, no. She makes a statement and she's actually a black woman.
Oh my god. Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Oh, the irony.
We crazy.
Attention.
Okay, you got it?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying she wants attention.
Yeah, that's
I mean, yeah, for a black woman to be like, you know what I'm saying, don't say Black Lives Matter here. We're going to say All Lives Matter. Lady, don't you understand why we're doing this? You should understand why we're doing this.
And the reason why black people can't get forward is because people doing dumb shit like that. Like that. Like, what has All Lives Matter ever did for you? All Lives Matter got a lot of us killed.
Still, a lot of us killed.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's...
My thing is, bro, like, look. It's even hard to even speak on it because...
So I was going to say, you want me to get this floor for you?
Go ahead. Because it's so much depends in my head.
Like, we know that. We know that all lives matter. All lives are supposed to matter.
Tell us.
But there is a statement that comes behind this Black Lives Matter stuff. You feel what
Come
I'm saying?
Now. Come on now. Come on,
preach.
So,
hey.
If anybody got anything to say about or against that, you're asking for a problem.
Problem.
You're trying to make it an issue.
Yeah, you really are.
Like, oh wow. So really yeah. Are. But anyways.
Yeah,
you stirred the pot.
Stirred it. That you
hot grits.
I mean, she dropped the rock winner.
She dropped the rock. Like,
She dropped the rock. It and that hoe went out the back of the end zone.
Anal swab. Like Chinese anal swab.
Oh my god. The booty swiper.
Y'all just turned that all the way left.
For COVID.
Yeah, she turned it all the way left.
Anal swab for COVID. Y'all watch out now. That's next.
If you
better be scared now. They finna start swabbing your ass now for COVID.
Oh my god. Well, let's stop talking about cold red. Let's talk about cold black over here.
Cold black, I like that. Oh. What is that?
Cold Black is the name of the single that Miss Lakeisha has come out with.
You gotta put that. What is it? 232?
Yeah.
You gotta put that on the whole name.
I thought it
was 323. What did he
say? 233. I said 233. She said, yeah. She agreed. Like,
232. Right,
she was like, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oops.
But anyway,
Miss
Key, tell us a little bit about Cold Black and how you came up with it.
So, Cold Black is my single My last single, first single. And pretty much it's about, like, police brutality, racism, injustice, inequality, like, all that. And when I created the song, it was, like, right before the George Floyd situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that time, it was a lot of situations going on before that.
Peak All Lives Matter. Gotcha.
And so I just decided, you know, well, I was frustrated. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, being our color, we go through a lot, period. Like, yeah. We go through everything. And, you know, being black, having sons, a husband, brothers, friends, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, that is, like, really, it made me feel some type of way. I was frustrated, and I feel like as an artist, you know, why not speak up about it? Mm-hmm. Why not make that, put that as a platform, you know, and go that direction, especially if it's from the heart. And so one day I just sat down and I wrote with everything that was going through my head during that time or whatever, and after registration and everything, it just so happened to come out right after the George Floyd situation.
Yeah. So Code Black is really a history lesson for Miss Drake. So we're going to tell Miss Drake to go out there and listen to Code Black while she at it.
Yeah. And it's like, even though the hook is like, please don't shoot, I ain't got nothing, I am unarmed, I'm not running. You know, it's like when you listen to the verse, it goes in depth. Like, it's not just about the shooting part. It's about, you know, as far as those officers or just people, period, you know, of other colors. Mm-hmm. They do something wrong and they just like a slap on the wrist. Mm-hmm. You know, you get suspension, you still get paid, you still got a job, you get to go home. But us, if you think we did something, we're getting locked up until you say it's time to go to trial, which could be 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. But they go to trial within a week or two or maybe even a month, but been sitting at home the whole time. Like, it's deeper than just, you know, what we see as far as police officers or the people that take advantage of situations or authority. Like, what about the people in the office? Mm-hmm. They're the one that's given the time and, you know, stuff like that. So it's educational too, Miss Drake.
Yeah. Drake.
So where are you hailing from? What, you know, I know we are the hottest partner 251, but where are you hailing from? We are the hottest partner 251, but where are you hailing from? Or where are you from?
I'm coming from?
Yeah, that's it.
He's trying to use these big words.
Hailing from? Where are you hailing from?
Hey, man, I spice up my vocab. Indubitably, I got that.
So, I am originally from California, West Coast. Yep, whoop, whoop. That's where the 323 come from, behind my name. But definitely, I represent, you know, Mississippi, too. I've been down there about 12 years.
What made you go to Mississippi?
I want to see something different. And, you know, I had an opportunity to raise my children elsewhere, and I took it.
That's a vastly different.
Yes, it is.
And what part of Mississippi?
Yes, it is. Loosedale, George County.
We got George County in the building.
Loosedale.
Hey, so look, we got the hottest of Mississippi coming to the hottest part in the 251. I feel
sense. Whoa, whoa.
No, that makes
I
sense.
Feel honored.
You could have chosen a better noise than that. Whoa, whoa.
So you're not only an artist, you're also a poet. You also, I mean, you do so much. Like, yeah. Entertainer, you do so much.
This is an artist.
Just do not.
Boom.
Like,
we need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So let's just talk about your poetry. Do you use most of, like, your poetry and, like, when you create songs, or do you keep them separate? Like, this part of my poetry is just poems that I write. And this part is just singles that I write. Or do you make, or you like mash them together?
I've put them together before, but majority of the time, like, I separate it. But it's always still, you know, majority of the time, it's still on that subject.
Okay. So that's how you, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, I love to write. Like, okay. I'm a writer. I see myself as a writer before anything. Like, I've written poetry, songs, skits, like, you know. Just having ideas of, you know, just say, like, if y'all getting, before y'all got this together, I will sit there and be like, oh, okay, well, we can have this over here, and we'll do whoop and talk about this subject, and the tables can sit over here, chairs over there. Like, I just write.
Okay. So how long, like, have you been at this? Like, just writing and, you know, becoming an artist? Like, how long have you been an artist?
I've been writing since I was in high school. I started recording when I got out of high school. Man, here recently, I, like, kind of took a break, you know, having, you know, family, them moving and stuff. Networking is very important. Yeah. And that kind of, that, like, really threw me off because I didn't know nobody, yeah, you know, when I moved down here. So, yeah, but at the same time, it kind of gave me a break to see what lane I was going to go in for myself, because I can do all genres. So, yeah.
What's the difference that you in the music scene have you seen just from Mississippi to Alabama?
Let me see. They go hard in Alabama. Real hard. Real hard. They go hard in Mississippi too, you know, but it's like I'm at the bottom. I'm actually closer to Mobile, where they doing, you know, a lot of music at, so.
Yeah, because I know the first time I seen you was at the Song for Song competition.
Yeah.
And you handed me a CD. And I remember listening to it, and I was like, man, I got to have her on the show. Just because, like, with your music, it really tells stories in every single song. There's not a song that I, like, I listened to where I didn't get something out of it. Like, how important to you is it to input a message into every song?
I think that's a part of music, is messages.
Okay.
And so I feel like it's when writing, it's my priority to make sure there is a story. Like, there's a beginning, a middle, and an ending.
Mm-hmm. It's just with some people who create songs, as we know today, including Mr. Diamond Forehead, they songs just be club bangers. Like, they get really real repetitive, and then they come with just, you know, hooks to make people dance. Mm-hmm. Like, do you ever see yourself creating a club banger? Or do you feel like I'm gonna continue to go with my messages?
I've actually recently wrote something. I'm not gonna lie, it was like a little challenging because I usually don't, you know, I like kind of stay away from that because I know everybody got their own zone. Like, you feel me? And but I was requested, you know, to do that a few times. And I was like, oh, okay. So I did it. I haven't put it out yet, but I did do it. It's completed. And it was a challenge because, you know, in a lot of party songs, they're talking about, they use a profanity. They're talking about drugs and clubbing and stuff like that, drinking. And this one is none of that.
Okay.
So I was able to create something that you still can have fun with. Anybody can listen to. There is no, you know, no provocative anything, not talking about doing drugs, selling drugs, like nothing, you know. So it's kid friendly.
So how important is that to you to keep your music like that, you know, to keep your music from provocative things and as far as like clean? Like, is that your MO or is that just something you did for that record?
It is very important to me. That's what I do. It's very important to me because when you have, okay, it's one thing to be like, oh, I don't care what people think or what they say. But when you value people and certain people, like, it's like you respect that. You got to respect yourself, too, at the same time. And I always wanted to create music, you know, for the world. But at the same time, stuff that my parents or, you know, my husband parents, you know, and my kids can listen to. And they could be proud to hear it and be able to tell their friends, hey, listen to this, listen to that, like, you know? Yeah. So it's important to me.
So, like, is it, I would ask you, would you say, like, your music is in a genre of its own, or are you leading towards maybe a gospel rapper type lane? Because I feel like the fact that you don't do that and you stay away from provocative images and language, that they might try to group you into the Lecrae side of things, which is not a bad lane, but is that the lane that you would want to be seen in, or the light that you would want to be seen in?
I actually wouldn't mind because I go to church. You know, and I know too, the gospel music this today has, you know, even that has, you know, changed up, you know.
Yeah.
And I've gotten that before. The Lecrae.
You got the Lecrae, okay.
But I would say I try to stay in my own lane. I try to stay in my own lane. But as far as, you know, anything that got to do with God, I'm not finna say, nah, I don't want to do that. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I'm good with that, if that's how they feel.
I mean, hey, if I get mentioned in Lecrae Company, I'm doing something right. Yeah, yeah. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm doing something right. All right, so the move from California to Mississippi, I got to ask you. Like, what do you love and hate about Mississippi? What do you love and miss about California?
I hate the weather.
In Mississippi?
Yes. I hate the weather.
Okay. Is it the humidity? What is it?
It's everything.
I mean, it can't be the humidity. Is it pretty hot in Canada?
It's always too hot or too cold in Mississippi.
There's never a perfect balance.
No.
Is everything and, should be in that Thanos. Shout out to Thanos.
What I love is people are more nice. What did he say? Did he just
say something? He said, shout out to Thanos, and then I thought about the Infinity Stone, and it was Avert Head. That's the last one. Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, yeah. Back to Cali.
This is going over here.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Lie.
But anyways, I hate Mississippi weather, but I love the friendliness.
No. What?
They're more friendly.
Oh, the southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Oh.
Always friendly as well.
Yeah.
Huh?
It might be friendly in Mississippi than it is here.
Us, even though, like, I mean, in California, even though they're not, like, as friendly out here, they, like, once you get to know them, they more cool and, like, just real laid back and like to kick it.
Oh, okay.
Like, you feel me? Like, so, yeah.
I feel like, when you're in Mississippi, like, you get the love that you want somewhere, even if they be faking it a little bit, it's still, like, love shown up front and towards you. But then they'll leave you alone at the end of the night. I feel like California, once they love you, like, they be at your house showing up at random hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocking on your door.
We don't sleep.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. You get, like, a power nap, maybe a 15-minute nap.
In Cali?
Yeah,
in Cali.
That's what don't really never sleep.
New York, yeah, it sure don't, boy.
And Vegas,
yeah,
and Vegas.
Yeah, if Thomas Edison didn't, was it Tom? No, I don't think it was Thomas Edison. Look, my damn history is leaving me.
Yeah,
talking about the light bulb.
Thomas Edison.
if homeboy didn't invent that damn light bulb, New York would be up a creek right now. Like, for
well,
real.
At least you know.
Yeah,
you pay attention. To
one
class.
Of them. One of them.
Yeah, Thomas Edison, them damn lights.
Them damn lights. Turn off the lights. I'm looking for.
Now, I have a question for you. You know, was Song for Song, was that your first time going to that?
The ones that that was actually, okay. I have performed at Song for Song, okay. But it wasn't the one that I met him at.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to three of them.
Okay, so yeah.
The first one I went to go check it out. I was invited by Slate.
And, shout out. That's the family. That's Shy the Slate.
I went to go check it out, and I was like, okay, because he knew I was an artist, and he told me about it. And I was like, well, I don't want to just jump into something. I don't know what I'm jumping into. I'll go check it out first. I loved it. I loved the whole thing. Like, everything
Dre
is
do
in
it,
order.
Man. He be doing
it. And I know sometimes, like, you know, in a behind the scenes, it's like you going crazy. You feel what I'm saying? But as far as, like, just everything out in the open, everything was set the way it was supposed to be set. And so I jumped on the second one, and the third one I came to show support, to show love, and to give back.
Yeah, and then I met you at the Song for Song 4.
Four, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met you at the fourth one.
So is it something that you would consider doing again?
I wouldn't mind performing, but nah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's more like once you do it once, you know,
yeah,
everybody.
You know,
yeah. And then, like, you kind of want to make way for some of the even newer people to get some spots on there, you know?
Yeah, and I would say I met a lot of people, good people there. People, good people, as far as, like, you know, the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Song for everybody. Song is the place where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you really about your music and you really about your business, even if you want, even if you're not an artist, if you're trying to be a producer or a manager or whatever, song for song, where you need to be.
Exactly. Now, look, I ain't dropping no hints, no nothing, but I'm going to just tell y'all, song for song 5, y'all going to want to be there. Whenever he put out the date, whenever he give out the details, mark your calendars, everything. You thought song for song 4 was nice? Song for song 5 going to blow your damn mind. Just be ready. Just be ready. I know Dre in the comments not proud, but
it
just
sounds like a commercial.
Be ready.
That voice, you should say all that. That should be the commercial.
It should be.
Blow your damn mind.
Boom.
So yeah, it's so dope. I mean, so since you releasing this, this single that we were talking about, what are some things you got coming up next for people that'll be interested in listening to you?
I have another single on the way. It's pretty much, it's still conscious or whatever, educational. Okay. It's like, it's on a different type of subject, but it's still within that genre.
So you go about, you actually more about more positive music.
Yes.
I can buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I think it's like really important. Like,
we don't have enough of it at all.
Yeah.
You know, everything is
everything is shoot your mama.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Freak my baby mama.
Even, I do music too. Even my music, I haven't even said a cussing word, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, and I do R&B, so you know, that's R&B singing. That's all we, first thing we want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, R&B people, all they really want to do is lay it down and still
lay it down and
mama.
Stick you and lick you and kiss you and bite you and all that stuff. It's probably coming. I got a couple songs that's probably going to do that. Wait, I got to get one in there. I got to get a couple. But for my foundation, it's just not going to be. That's just what I'm all
about. What happened to the take my?
Yeah, you took my. Okay, take my hand. That was talking about marriage. We got married.
And one wish.
I hate that song.
I know. A lot of people do. That's why I said that.
Best friend. I don't let. It's like you got to sing it like that. I hate that song. And then he tried to come back with the I hit it first.
That but crap. I feel like he got like a whole like bee's nest in his throat every time he be singing. He be like,
man, a lot of singing like that, man. I mean, I didn't like for a long time. I probably still don't. I don't like Keith Sweat's voice.
What you mean?
Really?
How you don't like the Sweat Hotel?
I don't like, I damn sure don't like that. I mean, but the, you know, that like that, all that.
Nobody.
That, just singing. You know, that half open your mouth, pulling from your stomach singing. That, I mean, well, that half open your mouth, pulling from your throat singing, really. You gonna love me like me, nobody.
I love Kim, though. I love when Kim do it.
Kim who?
Kim. The R&B singer. How you not know Kim?
Apparently you don't. You tell me the R&B singer Kim. Who was Kim?
Y'all, you not know Kim. Share My Love. Let me see. This your era. You taking the L here.
That don't mean no, I ain't, because you don't even know who it is.
Yes, I do. It's Kim.
Kim, what is... Oh, you talking about the guy singing Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking you got to say that. You just said no, Kim. No. Like, I'm thinking about the
singer. Like, I'm over here like, oh.
Yeah, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kim, yeah, listen.
Oh, okay.
But I like him, but he actually singing, though. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine Keith Sweat was singing that.
He'd kill it.
Have his way.
He's a legend too in his own right. I just don't like his singing voice.
That sounds like Maxwell.
He's a legend in his own right too. I just don't like his singing voice.
He is the reason why they even exist. Maxwell.
Who, Maxwell?
Yeah.
Hey, that boy there.
That boy. Hey, bro.
That's the song, though.
We got to relax.
All you think about is little basketball. Whenever you hear that song now, think about little basketball.
True.
You can't think about nothing else when you hear that song.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
I all that, like, when I think of little basketball, like, all I see is, like,
love
what's
basketball.
The name playing? I just think about, like, them when they first finally got to bed together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that scene.
When they left the dance.
Yeah. Like, that scene shaped the whole movie. to be honest. Then at the end, they just went to fighting and bullshit.
Man, that whole movie, it was a good movie, though. It was, I guess you could say, it's a culture. It's a very classic for African American culture, I guess you could say. I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I enjoy having Mr. Keisha on the show, man.
Keisha what?
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
Three. Man, y'all got to say that every time.
L-A.
No.
Q-U.
You ain't got to spell it. Well, go and spell it, though.
I-S.
Okay, then.
H-A.
And what the numbers is?
3, 2, 3.
You got to say the numbers on the internet now. You ain't going to be out here just saying her name. Not
Lilo and Stitch 626. It's 323 out here.
323.
I 323.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's it. But anyway, this has been a great episode of The Rock. Before we get off here, is there anything you want to say? Or any shout-outs you want to give? Final remarks.
I want to say shout out to y'all.
Oh, first right. Awesome.
For having me.
For the game.
Podcast.
Give a hand clap. Y'all a clue bomb. Y'all a clue bomb for Cleese 323. That was a clue bomb.
Sound like he said a coupon.
Coupon. I was going to say, we got discounts.
Coupon?
Yeah.
For what?
Get one pod, get another one free? I don't know. One episode, half off. Did you like being on the show? You have fun?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed
it. At
first,
you said you was real nervous. I was like,
yeah. She wasn't nervous, yeah. Now she real nervous. She's like,
all it took was to get called a couple chicken nuggets.
Yeah, a couple chicken nuggets. You know
how bad race.
Oh, my God. So y'all just done gave me a name.
Nugget. I don't care what you say. I added you on Facebook, so don't get surprised when you start saying that.
Yeah.
Nugget. That's going to be me.
Off the Rock going to start hosting events. And when we host events, we are going to have people who've been on the podcast perform.
Coming to the stage.
If
Nugget.
You perform.
AKA Lakeisha 323.
AKA Nugget.
That's
no
cool.
sauce.
Is it baked down nuggets or baked Burger King?
I can rock
Neither
with that.
Neither one of them,
I can rock with that. That's cool.
No, you ain't doing no Burger King. Them damn deer
be so hard. Burger King nuggets be so hard. If they cook them right, they be all right. But most time,
no,
they be like.
No, we ain't. No, not no. And then McDonald's nuggets.
Yeah, they are
the
dark
audacity. Brown. The audacity for McDonald's nuggets.
She said something.
Oh, my God.
You talk about Burger King. I say, yeah, they are dark brown.
Well, I guess you say okay, we can go Wendy's nuggets. Raisin Cane got nuggets?
No, but I vibe with Wendy's nuggets. They're the better of the nugget community.
Yeah, they're the best one.
What you doing on Saturday? You want to go to Chick-fil-A?
No,
it's gonna be closed.
Don't do
you,
me like
you
that.
Petty. Ooh, you petty.
And you, hey,
ooh, shade.
Before we get off
ooh,
here, I do gotta say something.
All right,
so I already had in my mind, like for Valentine's Day, I might just cook some steak or something for Valentine's Day.
No.
Wait till you hear the story. All right, so then my nephew talking to me today, he was like, "Man, Chick-fil-A, bro, they got this 30-count nugget thing, and it comes in this heart-shaped box." And I was like, that's it.
How much is it gonna be?
Like $12-$13, whatever.
Oh, that ain't bad at all.
Yeah, don't.
So Valentine's Day is gonna be.
I could care less.
From where?
A steak gonna cost me $28 a piece. I can get 60 nuggets for just about.
If you cook,
price.
You might be cooking steak.
Yes.
A steak ain't gonna be no $20. Where did you buy your steak from?
No, I'm saying. Like, from Costco. But anyway. So what I was about to say is, okay, so I'm thinking, boom, Valentine's Day, let me go and get these nuggets.
30 nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay.
True. What day is Valentine's Day on?
I thought the 14th.
I don't know.
For me,
it's the 14th.
That's all I know is the 14th.
The 14th is what day of the week?
Sunday.
And guess what ain't
open on
Sunday?
Why you gotta have me talking about it? Wait a minute. First off.
Hold up. Let him finish.
What are you gonna say?
So guess what isn't open on Sunday?
Chick-fil-A.
And guess what I can't get on Sunday?
Oh, yeah,
the damn nuggets.
Well, I'm mad you made me talking about Valentine's Day because I'm single and I wanted to forget about it. Whoa. I was gonna stay off all social media the entire week. I didn't want to see nothing the entire week, and I was gonna wait till like maybe the next Wednesday to get back on.
Just do the silhouette challenge.
Oh, you so it's on Sunday?
Yeah, it's actually on Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Well, I actually am going somewhere. I do got a little date though. Yeah, I found a date.
How you get it? You did the silhouette challenge.
How I got it? It's about.
You know what?
No, he's no. It's funny. Have you seen the dudes have started doing it?
Yes.
And they, but they've been naked though.
Nah.
Man, I was watching somebody's story, man, and I'm thinking it's finna be somebody on TikTok doing a funny version of the thing.
Yeah, like
no,
more.
The dudes actually get naked and they getting on.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, these dudes, they can't let the woman have nothing, man.
I did see one on Instagram, and the guy had the light. I guess he was taking too long, and the light came on. And the guy had, it was like a hair product.
Yeah.
That he was holding.
Yeah. I seen a couple of funny ones, though, but and I thought that's what it was going to be. But, nah, it was actually dudes naked. And they got the thing.
They doing too much.
What I was told, man, is, you know what, man, this don't make no sense, man.
What I was told is, you gotta be careful doing that silhouette challenge. Talking about doing the filter. Yeah, some type of way. I don't know how.
Yeah, I didn't know girls was actually naked on there.
Yeah,
like, I thought they were like in lingerie or something. Yeah. Or maybe some shorts. It just was the shadow you wanted to see was a shadow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had to get naked to show the shadow. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. It was some crazy. Art.
It's 2021 for you. Yeah.
Would you do the silhouette
No,
challenge?
Not at all.
Did you not hear her background in the interview? Ain't no way. God gonna strike the camera in there.
What about any of the challenges that have been coming, like the busted challenge?
I wouldn't do that. I do the walk. I thought about the walk.
The Jumbo challenge.
All you gotta do is walk. No.
That's walk.
Looks like you got off the yellow bus doing that.
I can see you doing it though.
Man, Ivy talking about some slanging too. They were slanging too.
Yeah.
Man, I was so mad, dog. I'm like, man, come on. I'm looking to laugh at something. And I seen it. And once you see it, like, you can't erase it. You're like, oh my God.
Shout out to him one day, and I was dying laughing. He had the silhouette thing and the way he was holding whatever. And then the light come back on and it was a biscuit can and him with a spoon. He's like, biscuits.
It's been a whole bunch of people doing some funny ones.
I'm just trying to get the biscuits.
I was trying to find out how I can do one that was funny, but
I seen one where the girl was acting like she was doing a whole silhouette thing, and then like somebody came into her house after they was robbing her and stuff.
Oh damn!
Was that? Like, was it fake or was it?
It was because then he was like, yeah, now go get this and do this and do that. And every time the woman went somewhere to go grab something, he'd be doing something. Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, TikTok.
I know it's gonna be a mad time if people start doing it. I want to make some fun to do it, though, but everybody's so fast. It's something you'd be thinking about. Somebody already tried it, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. But this was a great episode. We messed around and went to a whole nother segment again.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my Lord. Dude, let's put a $24 million diamond where it hurts.
Yeah, you know what I think about now? I think about, what's his name on Avengers? The dude, the one that had the stone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of that name, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what Uzi for. That's his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new nickname.
Oh, well. Anyway. Hey, it's been a great episode of Off the Rock. Y'all keep rocking within the week, man. Rate us 5 stars on your Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Like, share, subscribe, do all of that.
Invite your friends too, man. Invite your friends.
And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Also, if you want to do some sponsorships, be a G and send us a mail at offtherockpod@gmail.com. This has been a great show. Song of the week this week is none other than Code Black.
Man, you supposed to say
holla.
I pointed to you. Ain't no other than Code Black.
I was talking about.
Okay, let's try it again. Go back.
All right. So, song of the week is no other than
Code Black, baby.
And it's by Lakeisha 323. Lakeisha, I got to ask you one thing before we get off the pod.
What's up?
What's the hottest pod in the 251?
The Rock.
All right, Frankie, we got it.
This white killer black skin real out of hand. I'm talking about real out of hand. This police brutality killing unarmed black. From the fathers to the sons. Mothers and daughters, kids. It's up to us to do something about it.
Please do not shoot. I ain't got nothing. I am on and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them. I ain't coming home. Man, I thank God for them camera phones. Please do not shoot. I ain't got nothing. I'm doing what you say and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them. I ain't coming home. Man, I thank God for them camera phones. This situation real sad and it hurt me to the core. Whites killing blacks, but we fighting their wars. I'm tired of watching news and these cops don't leave. But the brother and the parents do a life for some weed. They create clips and write a script to get rich. When they peoples go insane, they pre-crazy for no sense. While my peoples unemployed, selling drugs for their kids. Can't get a job cause they color their skin. We done been through enough, it's taking a toll. We been had enough, the dirty games getting old. But y'all down Malcolm X and wanna call him a thug. Cause he fought with his hands and he ain't show no love. We gotta raise kids in this world full of sin. While y'all teach us to hate, we be teaching us to win. We forgive and forgive, but you do it again. You pray and we pray and then you do it again. Please do not shoot, I ain't got nothing. I am on and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them, I ain't coming home. Man, I thank God for them camera phones. Please do not shoot, I ain't got nothing. I'm doing what you say and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them, I ain't coming home. Before we even see trial, but y'all go after weeks without being locked down. A jury called shots, but you seen a fire shot. Don't nothing add up except we all what you not. White, privilege, and out of your mind. The biggest gang in the world since the beginning of time. Insane, insecure, snakes and lies. Yeah, I said it, I'm black and I'm proud. What more do you want? Your brothers to the states, beat our man to the meat, and some mom you raped. Took them from their kids and their wife back in the day. Took the land that we own to work hard for. Where them black folks live. Houses and condos where y'all folks live. Gates around your city so we can't get in. None around our city, anything can get in. Please do not shoot, I ain't got nothing. I am on and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them, I ain't coming home. Man, I thank God for the camera phones. Please don't shoot, I ain't got nothing. I'm doing what you say and I am not running. Tell my family that I love them, I ain't coming home. Shoot, I ain't got nothing. I am all on and I am now running. Tell my family that I love them, I ain't coming home. Man, I thank God for them camera phones. I can't breathe. I can't get up, you hurting me. Somebody help. Please.